Today's shiur is Masechta Svachim, Daf Samach Gimel. We will begin on Daf Samach Beis on the base, 14 lines from the bottom. Shaul, Rav Shimon ben Yossi ben Lukinya, Rav Yossi. Rav Shimon ben Yossi ben Lukinya asked Rav Yossi, I saw that the Mefarshim point out that Rav Shimon ben Yossi ben Lukinya was from the last Tanoim. He was a member of the Bezdin of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He asked Rav Yossi, Oymahai Rav Shimon ben Yochai Avi Yesh ben Kevas Ul Mizbeach. He says there was a space between the Mizbeach and the, there was a space between the Mizbeach and the Keves, through over which that they threw the Basar, the meat that they had to put on the Mizbeach. Amalai. So Rabbi Yossi says, V'ata i'ata imakeid, don't you agree that that's the way it was constructed? V'leklanem, doesn't the Pasuk say, V'lesisa alesecha bas v'dam, and the Pasuk is makish, the loch of the basa, the loch of the dam, indicating ma dam, when we put the dam on the mizbeach, the way the dam is put on the mizbeach is with zrika, by throwing it on the mizbeach, as this pasuk says, v'zarkos adam al mizbeach, af basar, so too the meat that's put on the mizbeach has to be done with zrika, by throwing it over that empty airspace between the keva, between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Amalai, so Rav Shimon ben Yossi ben Lukinya says to Rav Yossi that even though I have this hekesh, I don't say that there has to be a space between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Shani Oimer, my opinion is that the Kayin, Oimer B'tzadim Aracha, stands on the Mizbeach itself and stands on the top of the Mizbeach for Zayrik and throws all the meat into the Mizbeach, onto the Mizbeach. Amalai, so Rabbi Yossi says, I disagree. Shazarik, Lamaracha Deluku Zarik, Lamaracha Shena Deluku Zarik. He first poses the question, when the Kohen is throwing the meat onto the Mizbeach, is he throwing it when the fire is on or off? Havi Aimer, certainly we have to assume, Lamaracha Deluku Zarik, he has to send it he has to put it on the place where there's a fire. For Hassam, and there the reason you throw it is Mishum Dalayefshir. You can't put it directly on top of the fire, you're gonna burn your hand. And that's why you obviously threw it. But that's not based on a hekesh. That fact that you have to throw it is based on a practical consideration where you're not gonna put your hand over a fire. If we have here a hekesh, the hekesh is coming to teach us something that we wouldn't have assumed otherwise. That means, without any hekesh, without any pasuk, of course, we would assume that he stands on the side of the mizbeach and throws the meat onto the fire. What the hekesh comes to tell us is that that's not enough, that you stand on the ramp and that there's a space between the ramp and the mizbeach, and you throw the meat over that space. Rapapa says, kidam. He says that the pasuk is coming to teach us that kidam, just like when it comes to sprinkling the blood, ma dam avakakim of sikai, the kohen stands on the ground and throws the blood onto the mizbeach. Af basar, so too, when we speak about the basar, avakarka mafsik, you stand there, and there should be a space that you should throw the meat over. So this discussion about throwing the meat onto the Mizbeach actually has relevance. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, HaBetzeah in Aruch Hayim, Simen Kuf Samach Vav, HaBetzeah, when somebody's cutting bread, nois and prusa l'fnei kol echad, puts a piece of bread in front of everybody sitting by the table, and Magen Avraham says, also lizrok as a pass. When you give everybody a piece of bread, don't throw the bread. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that throwing pieces of bread is considered bizu eichlim. Particularly, he says, if it's the piece of bread that you made on Maitzion, it's a terribly embarrassing that piece of bread you should now throw. But I saw that the Shalza Tshuva says, Horus Tshuva, who was the son of the Ksav Seifer, says that when his father on Shabbos Yontif would make the Hamotzi and distribute pieces of bread to everybody sitting around the table, he would throw the pieces of bread. And he asked his father that, then we just learned that you're not allowed to throw bread, the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham. So he quoted our Gemara. He says, certainly when somebody is sitting at the Shabbos table, the Shulchan is Daimel Mizbeach. And that's why there's supposed to be salt on the table, just like the Pasuk says regarding Kabbonis. Akol Kabboncha Takrav Melech. We always have to have salt on the table. The food on the Shabbos table is like a carbon. And therefore, just like the meat we're learning here that was put on the Mizbeach was thrown onto the Mizbeach, so too the bread should be thrown onto the Mizbeach. Amar Yehuda continues the Gemara. Shnei Kvasim Ketanim Yoytzim and Akevesh. Besides the main ramp, there were two smaller ramps. Shebehen Ponim Liyisoyd Ulasoyviv. One was to the west, and which was used for walking down to the Yisoyd. And the other one was on the east, that was used to walk up that ramp to get onto the Soiviv, which did not go all the way to the top of the Beis HaMikdash. The Soiviv, as we discussed many times, is below the top of the Mishkan of the Mizbeach. And because the Soiviv doesn't go all the way to the top of the Mizbeach, this minor ramp only led to the Soiviv. Mavdalim and the Mizbeach, they didn't touch the Mizbeach, Malay Nima. They were not touching. There was a slight separation. Mishum Shenemar, as we've learned, Mizorkas Dama Mizbeach Soviv. There has to be all around. And if we're going to have the Mizbeach covering the Yisoid and the Soviv, because it covers the whole area, then it's not all around. Va'avua Amar, how do we know this halacha? Because the Torah says about the Mizbeach, Basisas Mizbeach Atzi Shitim Chamish Amis Arim Chamish Amis Roichav Revua. And has to be a square. And if the ramp is covering it up, we don't have a perfect square. Says the Gemara, why do we have two psukim to teach us the same halacha? Says, Ravitzel Mechtav Soviv, Ravitzel Mechtav Revua. We have to have both of these psukim. Why? Because Rachmana Soviv, if the Torah just would have written the word Soviv, have Aminu Dogamugal. Soviv means even round, but we know the Mizbeach wasn't round. Because Rachmana Revua, that's why Kasra Rachmana Revua, there were straight lines. Because Rachmana Revua have a mean of the Aruch for cotton, that it could be like a square with a long, like a rectangle. Kasra Rachmana, Saviv, that has to be a perfect square. But here we see that a space that's Aruch for cotton, long and narrow, is also considered, could be considered like a square. And this is very relevant because the Shulchan Aruch, when it speaks in Hilchos Mezuzah, about what type of a room is chayiv in mezuzah, the Shulchan Aruch says it has to be a room that has dalet al dalet square, 64 amos by 4 amos, 16 square amos. That, so says the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, that even if the room is not a square room, but it contains in it the area of 16 square amos, it has the halacha of a room that's a square, that's chayiv in mezuzah. And the basis for that Rambam is our Gemara, because we see that our Gemara is calling a room that's aruch v'katan still considered a square. But I did see that the Sefer Yeshua Smalka says that even though the halacha is, that as long as the room is large enough that it can hold 16 square amets, considered a room that's chayiv mezuzah, and even though it's not a perfect square, it has to be at least 7 tefachim wide. If the room is not 7 tefachim wide, then it's not mechuyev mezuzah. Says the Gemara Tanan Asim, the Mishnah Masechta Midas teaches us, HaKeves v'Mizbeach Shishim V'Shtayim. The total area of the ramp and the Mizbeach is 62 amos. Ask the Gemara, but that seems to be incorrect. The ramp is 32 amos, and the Mizbeach is 32 amos, so Shitim V'Arba have it should equal 64. Answers the Gemara, what we have to say is, Nimtza Perech Amal Yosayv Amal Yosayviv. There was this overlap, and that covered two Amos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rami Bachamah Kol Kifsei Kvashim. Whenever we speak about different ramps, Shalosh Amos L'Amah. When we speak about the incline of a ramp, what is considered the proper incline? For every Amah height, there was three Amos in length. Chutz Mikifsei Shemizbeach. Except the ramp by the Mizbeach, that had a different, that was less sharp of an incline. So shalosh amos amatzav etzva shlish veetzva bezachrusai. In the ratio was for every amma height, you cover 3.5 and 1.33 amma length. And the reason it had much less of an incline, because it was slippery from all the kabbanis, and the kahanim had to walk up that ramp holding the kabbanis, and because of that, they made it a much lean, much less of an incline. The way they get to this number is, as we just said, it was 32 amis long by 9 amis high. So that gives you 3.5 amis with a remainder of a half an amma, which is 3 tvachim, which is 12 amis, which is 12 etzpos, and that's how we get to this number. Says the Mishnah Mincha, so in the Kmatz has become Makkah Bazarop. The Mincha, the Kmitz of the Mincha was done anywhere in the Azara. In the Chalos Lefnim Naklaim, the Karban Mincha is Kachi Kachim, and therefore it has to be eaten within the Azara. The Zikri Kuna, only may be eaten by Zikri Kuna, but Machal, become Machal, any way they would like to prepare it, and it can be eaten Liyoyim Velayla at Chatzos. Many Achroidim point out that the Mishnah is interesting. When the Mishnah wants to identify the area within the Azara, one place it calls it the Azara, and in another place it calls it Lefnim Min HaKloim. Why do we have this inconsistency? So I saw two terutzim. One terutz I saw is a terutz that the Rishas suggests, going back to what we learned in our previous parak. In our previous parak, the Rishas says that there were chambers off the Azara, that the halach is in those chambers, if they open to Azara, you're allowed to eat kachi kachim, but you're not allowed to shecht kachi kachim or do kmitza. So to differentiate that there's certain places that you could do kmitza and shchita, but you can't, there's certain places you could do achila, not kmitza and shchita, that's why the Mishnah uses different wording for these two different halachas. So Asema suggests that behind the Kachi Kachim, there was an area of 11 amma. And he says in that area behind the Kachi Kachim, you were not allowed to shecht a carbon, Kachi Kachim. You were not allowed to shecht a carbon, any carbon actually, nor were you allowed to do kmitza. But it is a space where you're allowed to eat Kachi Kachim. So again, to differentiate, says the Svasems, between these two halachas, Mishnah uses different wording. Mishnah also said that the kmitza has to be done within the Azara. And I saw the Achroinim debate, what is the halacha if the kmitza was done outside the Azara? What would be the halacha? Could you just throw that kmitza that was done improperly back into the keli and then do kmitza again? Or does the halacha tell us that you have to do kmitza again, fill up the keli with new ingredients, and do kmitza? But the koimitz that was taken out improperly cannot be reused. So Chazon Ish seems to learn that it can be reused. The other achronim say that it cannot not be used. Says the Gemara. Amar Belaza Mincha Shenikmitza Behechel. If the kmitza was done in the Beis HaMikdash proper, ksheir it's a kosher kmitza. So came tzina b'zilik b'zichin. As we've discussed, every Shabbos they switched the lechem upon him, and on top of the shulchan where they had the lechem upon him, there were two spoons of levina, and on Shabbos they would take off those two spoons and be makter the levina in those spoons and take him to the Mizbeach HaChitzin for burning. But so the taking off of the spoons from the Shulchan is comparable to doing Kmitza. And where was that done? It was done in the Hechel. So we see that the Hechel is a place where Kmitza was done. The Svasemis points out, so maybe L'chatchila Kmitza should be done in the Hechel. He says, the Torah says, as we're going to learn, Kometz Misham, that the proper place of doing Kometz is Azara. Yes, we could use this Svara to teach us the B'dievid, if you did Kometz in the Hechel, it's fine, but it doesn't make it L'chatchila. Masav Rav Yirmiyah, the Pasuk says, regarding the Korban Mincha. V'via b'nei Aaron kohanim v'kamitz misham b'loy kumtzoy. V'mok m'sharag le'egzar amdus. The pasuk says misham. It means where the Yisrael could stand. And since the Zohar cannot go into the Heichel, into the Beis HaMikdash, so isn't that an indication that Kamitza cannot be done there? And B'seira Omer, Menayim, furthermore, how do we know if somebody did Kamitza B'smol with his left hand, that Yachser, put back what you did, V'yikmetz B'imin, and then do it over with your right hand, Tamal Omer, B'kametz Misham, M'makom Shem Kametz Kvar, that if you did Kamitza improperly, you should do Kamitza over again. So here we're learning that Kamitza should be done strictly in the Azara and not in the Kodesh. How can we learn that the Kamitza is kosher when it's done in the Heichel? As says the Gemara, Ikadamri hu maslav hu mefarakalei. Some suggest it was Rabbi Yirmiyahu who asked this question, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu responds, Ikadamri, but some say it was Rabbi Kiva who responded. Amalei Rabbi Kiva le Rabbi Yirmiyahu batachlifa, Azbrulach, I will explain to you. The pasuk v'kametz v'sham is here to teach us el lahach shekol azara kula, that you could do kamitza anywhere in that zara, because salkadat chamina. Since we know that halach is that hoil v'oil kachikachim, we know that oil is in the kachikachim category, and we know that mincha is in the kachikachim category. Ma'ul oila tuna tzofen, just like the oil requires to be done in the tzofen, af mincha should require tzofen. That's why we need a lima to teach us that, no, you could do the mincha everywhere. But ask the Gemara, why would we think that way? Why would we think that we should learn the mincha from the oila? Ma'ala oila shekalo. The oila is something that's completely burnt. Whereas the mincha, we know you do the kamitza and burn that, but eat the rest of the carbon. Says the Gemara, because we would learn from chatas, that just like the chatas could be done only b'tzofen, so would we think as dalacha on the mincha. Again, ask the Gemara, why would we think that way? Mal chatas shekem mechaperes al chayv krisis. A carbon chatas is mechaper al chayv krisis, a carbon mincha that is not. Says the Gemara, we'll learn from Osham. Says the Gemara, mal Osham, you can't learn from Osham, because Osham is mine damim. It's a carbon that involves blood, whereas a carbon mincha obviously doesn't involve blood. And in fact, now the Gemara says, once we've established that the fact that you have a carbon that has dam makes it different than all other carbonus, we actually could have said this regarding all of our questions. Malakula, all these carbonus, oil, chatas, and asham, adamim, mean adamim, whereas a carbon mincha is not. So, says the Gemara, so we're back to where we started. Why do we need a pasuk to teach us that kamitza can be done anywhere in the Azara? El itzrich. Sakatat chamina hoil v'ksiv. The pasuk says, "Veveses amilcha shiasim elo hashem akrivus amilcha al kain velgisha al mizbeach." And the pasuk says, "Veherem mena bekumtza misoil samilcha umishamna." The fact that the Torah compared the aloch of the Torah, the aloch of kamitza tagosha, one of the mitzvahs, one of the avoidus by the carbon mincha, is that you have to bring before we do kamitza. They have to, the kohen has to take the entire carbon mincha and bring it close to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. So we would think, ma'agosha b'kerem erovus d'roimus, just like hagosha is done in the southwest corner, af kamitza has to be done strictly b'kerem erovus d'roimus. K'mashmalon, that's how we know that's not the halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlomim sheshacht beheichel. If you have a carbon shlomim that you did the shechita in the heichel, ksherim. Shnemar v'shachtu pesach oil moed, that you have to, we learned extensively that the carbon shlomim is shechted when the door of the heichel, by the door of the heichel. And therefore, says the Gemara, la'yitafel chama menikar. If doing it at the doorway is good, in the heichel itself, it's certainly fine. But of course, as we said earlier, that even though we're learning now that it could be done in the Heichel, that doesn't mean that that's the L'chatchila. L'chatchila should be done in the Azara. But we're using this Svara to teach us that You can also do it in the Beis Hamikdash itself. We learned previously that the Gemara taught us that Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Shlomim Sheshachten Koidim Psichas Dachas HaHechel, any Shlomim that was brought before the Hechel is open, apostle. Shenemar, V'shachtu Pesach Oil Maid. The Sfasemis has a question. So the halacha is very strict, as we learned, that the doors of the Hechel have to be open when you bring a carbon Shlomim. What would be the halacha if the doors were closed, but we're bringing it in the Hechel itself? Is there a requirement for open doors? Some suggest that you don't have to have an open door. If you're in the Hechel itself, Mechas Chinuch says this, then you don't have to have an open door. Others say, no, there's a special Gzeres HaKosuv, the Mitzvah Eisen says this, that the doors have to be open. It makes no difference if you're where you're shechting. There's a new door that the door has to be open. Says the Ramesvei, asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Seira, I'm named Shem Kifa, I've become Kol Azara. How do we know if Nochrim attacked the entire Azara and they're throwing bombs and arrows into the Azara? Shekarim nechnasim l'sham, the Shekarim may enter the Hechel, v'ayachim sham kachu kachim, they can eat the kachu kachim in the Hechel itself. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, Kol kabanam l'chol menchasim l'chol chatasim l'chol hashamim, v'kodesh ha'kdoshim tachlenam. V'amai, so you can eat in the Hechel, says the Gemara, but why should we say that? Neymar, the pasuk says, v'neseres v'men says the Gemara, so if you could eat it in the Azara, so therefore you certainly could eat in the Hechel. The halacha obviously is that you don't learn that way. So similarly, you shouldn't be able to use this svara to be able to shecht in the Hechel, says the Gemara. Hachi hashta. The two situations are totally different. Hasam, when we speak about the Shlom Avoida, we speak about doing the Avoida. Kiva Adam Ovid Vakum Rabim Amrinan, when it comes to do the Avoida, we say Shleicha Tafel Chama Mena Iker. And if you could shecht in the Azara, if you could do the Avoida in the Azara, you could certainly do the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a place where you are even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achila, that when it comes to eating, and even I saw the Mefarshim point out, even if you say that achila is considered an avoida, it's not still the same level of avoida like the shechita, and therefore it's lack of respect to eat in such a place. So there we don't have a svara of lay tafel chamim and ikar, and that's why we need a pasuk. Our Mishnah discusses now the chatas oif. Says the Mishnah, the chatas oif, hoisenasis al keren deroimus maravis. The place for bringing that carbon was on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Ubekamakam hoisek shera. Truthfully, it could be done in other places, but says the Mishnah, el zois hoisemakayma. This is the proper place to do that avoida. And says the Mishnah, Shlosh Dvarim Haya Isakaran, there were three things done by that corner, Mishameshes Melmata, that you did on the bottom half of that corner, Vishlosh Mamala, and there were three things that were done on the upper half of that corner. Mishnah explains, Melmata, on the bottom half of that corner, was the Hazor's Chatas Oif, like we just said, the Chatas Oif was done on that corner. Hagosha, we spoke a few moments ago, that by every Karban Mincha you do Hagosha, of bringing the Karban Mincha next to the Mizbeach, before you do the Kemitza, and that's the place for the Hagosha. And the Shiori Adam, of the Karban Chattas, Hachitzen, that the Halacha is, you have to pour them down the side, that's the corner that you should pour it down. So it's talking about the Shari Adam of the Karban Chattas. That's how Rashi explains. The Rambam says it's not just the Shari Adam of the Karban Chattas, the Oilus and the Ashamas and the Shlomim, all of them, that's the place to pour the dam down. Umal Malon, what was done on the upper half of that corner, Nisach HaYayin, after any carbon that was brought, an animal carbon was brought, the Torah prescribes that you have to bring a carbon minchas nesachim, which is a mincha made out of flour and wine, and the wine was poured down the mizbeach at the southwest corner. And as we learned previous perek, there were holes that through those holes the wine poured down. And mayim on sukkahs, besides nusach hayayin, there's a special halacha of nusach hamayim, pouring water. Again, that's where that took place. Oilas oif kishiraba, when there are too many oilas oif being brought. So typically, the oilas oif was done when the kohen was standing on the ledge on the southeast corner, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in our coming shir, because that was the closest spot to the Beis Hadeshen where the kohen had to throw parts of the oilas oif towards. So he did it at the corner that's closest to that spot. But if there are too many kabbanis to being brought, it could be moved over to here. Oilas oif kishi rabba b'mizrach, when there's a lot of kabbanis that we have to move it to this corner as well. Says the Mishnah further, kol oilam mizbeach, anyone that goes up the mizbeach, oilam derech yamin. The halacha is they always go up towards the right. As we've been explaining, the ramp of the mizbeach was on the south side of the mizbeach. And when somebody goes up the ramp to the mizbeach, the southeast corner was to his right, and then you keep on moving, and the Mishnah is teaching us that whenever you walk, you should walk toward, whenever you're going to turn, you should always turn to your right. Umakifin, and then you make a right turn as you get onto the mizbeach, and you keep on going around the mizbeach, u yardim small, and then you go down to the left side of the ramp. Chutz min oil l'shloisha elu, except for somebody who goes up to do the nisach hayayin and the nisach hamayim and to bring in the oil sa'if, that they didn't make these right turns. They would go up to the left side, they would turn to the left, and after they did whatever they had to do at that corner, they would just retreat back. They didn't go round and around, they would just walk backwards to where they began. Begins the Gemara with Nanamili. From where do we know this halacha that the carbon chata sa'if is done on the Karen Dromus Maravis? Says the Gemara on Rabbi Shua on Makra. The Pasuk says that regarding the carbon mincha that's brought a carbon oil of a yoyrid. As we've discussed, certain times when somebody does an Avera, for certain Averas, we look at his financial situation. And the Torah says if he could afford, he brings an animal as a carbon chatos. If not, he brings two birds, echel oil of echel chatos. And if he can't afford that, he brings a carbon oil. That this is a carbon oil that's not being brought as a donation. It's being brought as an obligation for an Avera. And therefore, it's called a minchas choite. The mincha somebody did an Avera. And the Torah, in describing this mincha, says, l'yosem aleh shemen v'layot leiten aleh levayna. Because kichatasi, this carbon is being brought from Avera. Chatas kruya, from this we see, the Torah has come to teach us that this chatas is a mincha, and mincha kruya chatas. Ma chatas tun et sofen, just like we know that karma chatas is done in the tzofen avazara, af mincha tun et sofen. Ma mincha bekeren marabas deroimus, af chatas bekeren marabas deroimus. So we learn that the Karban Mincha is done by Karen Dreimus Merovis. How do we know that that's the place where the Karban Mincha is done? It says, the Tanya, the Braisa, in describing the Loch of the Karban Mincha, says, Zois Taris Amincha Hakvais of Ne'aron, Lefnei Hashem, Apnei HaMizbeach. We have to bring the Karban Mincha Lefnei Hashem. Next, by the Mizbeach, which is Lefnei Hashem. So the Torah has two requirements. Lifnei Hashem, and a Pnei Mizbeach. So if we just said Lifnei Hashem, Yochel B'Mariv, that's the spot, that's the side of Mizbeach which faces the entrance of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yochel B'Mariv, Tamalayim Pnei Mizbeach. The Pnei Mizbeach, as we said in our previous year, is the Dorim, and that's where we have the ramp. And if the Torah would have just said Pnei Mizbeach, Yoch V'Dorim, we'd say it should be done on the south side. But the Pasuk also says, Tamaloymer Lifnei Hashem, HaKetzad, how are we able to do all of this? Says the Gemara, Magish B'Kan Dorimus, Meravis Dorimus, we do it by the Meravis Dorimus, Keneget Chugah Shokaren, next to the edge of the corner, and that's the Lifnei Hashem and the Pnei Mizbeach V'dayo, and we don't do any more. So now that we learned that the Hagosha of the Mincha was on the corner of the Rimus Meravis, now we can learn the Aloch of Chatas Oif from it, that that's where the Chatas Oif is done as well. Reb Leza has a whole different understanding. Yochel, one would we think that you could do whatever you want. When the Torah says the words Pnei HaMizbeach, when the Torah says the words Lifnei Hashem, or when the Torah says the words of Pnei HaMizbeach, what the Torah means to do is to give you a choice. Yochel Yagishen al Maravah Shokaren, or Ledraim Shokaren. You could do either side. A matter to which the Gemara says, Kamakashat HaMaitzi Shtem across. Whenever you find two psukim that seemingly say different things, Echem Mekayim Atzmai Mekayim Chaveri, you have an opportunity to follow, to fulfill what it says at both psukim. V'achem Mekayim Atzmai V'atel Chaveri. But one pasuk explains itself, but what it does is the two psukim cannot coexist. What should you do in such a situation? Manichem Zem Mekayim She'atzmai V'atel Chaveri. Don't follow the two psukim that are contradictory, and we're going to have to ignore Chas V'Shalom one pasuk. Rather, Taisa Shemekayim Atzma Mekayim Chaveri. Do what could have both psukim fulfilled. So now explains the Gemara. Sheta Oimer Pnei Shem. If the pasuk says Pnei Shem, that's Marv. Heichen Kiyamta. But if you're going to put it on the Marv side, you will not have fulfilled a Pnei Mizbeach. Shtoimer a Pnei Noira. A Pnei Mizbeach, but when the pasuk says Pnei Mizbeach, you do the Dorim, Kiyamtu Pnei Hashem, you could do Pnei Hashem also. Has the Gemara, how's that possible? If you're doing a Pnei Mizbeach, which is the Dorim, then you're not doing Pnei Hashem. So how's the Gemara suggesting that you're able to fulfill what's said in both Pesukim? Heichen Kiyamta, Amar of Ashi, Kusav Aitana, Kulam Mizbeach B'tzofel Klai, what we discussed at the beginning of our parak. This Tana is of the opinion that the entire Mizbeach is in the north of the Azara. So the south of the Mizbeach faces the Heichel. So when you do it, that because it coincides directly with the parallel with the opening of the Heichel, and therefore just do it on the Dorm. Says the Mishnah further, the Chatas Oif was done in the Karen Dremis Maravis. But says the Mishnah, "Makom Ma'isuk Sheira." Says the Gemara, "My comer." What is the Mishnah saying? Is it kosher everywhere, or is it kosher on the southwest? Answers the Gemara, "Hachikom." This is what it means. "Makom Ma'isuk Sheira la'melikasai." The melika of the carbon can be done anywhere. Elazeh, the Karen Maromis the Romis on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, Hayup. That's the place that we should do the Hazah. The Malika, indeed, can be done anywhere. But that's where the Hazah should be done. Says the Gemara, Tanina Lahada Tana Rabbanan. This is what we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa says, Molka b'kamakim b'mizbeach. Doing the Malika of the Chatas Oif anywhere is Kshera. He's a Dama b'kamakim Kshera. Doing the Hazah, turning the bird around and around and the blood should spritz out, is kosher. He's a v'lo mitzah. If you did the hazah, but you didn't squeeze, kshera. Uvad, The Bryce is teaching us that even if you did it anywhere else, you have to make sure to do some mitzui on the bottom half of the mizbeach. But ask the Gemara, my comer, what is the Bryce saying? First, the Bryce said hazor is kosher everywhere, and then the Bryce says you have to do the dama nefesh on the bottom half. Says the Gemara, hach comer. This is the way to understand what the Bryce teaches us. If you do malika anywhere, it's kosher. If you do mitzvi anywhere, is kosher. Because why? Because the halacha is that if you didn't do mitzvi at all, it's kosher. So certainly if you didn't do mitzvi at all, it's kosher. So if you did mitzvi in the wrong place, it's also kosher. Even though you're going to do it this way, you always have to do some hazor. You have to make sure some of the dama nefesh is put on the lower half of the mizbeach. There's machloikas briska rav and the chazanish. If you did mitzui in the wrong place, is it considered as if you did mitzui? Or is it considered that you didn't do mitzui, but it's not a problem because not doing mitzui doesn't disqualify the carbon? The opinion of the chazanish is that if you did mitzui in the wrong spot, it's still considered that you fulfilled the mitzvah mitzui. Whereas the opinion of Briska Rav is that if you did mitzui in the wrong spot, then the halacha is that it's not considered as if you did mitzui, but it's still okay because mitzui is not acceptable. We had earlier in our Masechta on Daf Chavov a very extensive sugya of hazor shleim mekayimai. What is the halacha if hazor was done in the wrong place? Is it kosher or not? Shmuel says that you can't eat the meat of such a carbon, but the owners who bring that carbon have a kapara. And the question is, what will be where by mitzui was done in the wrong place? Will it have the same halacha that the owners get kapara, but you could eat the meat? Or will it be even different, that not only will the owners have kapara, but you could even eat the meat as well? Presumably, it could maybe be connected to the machlokes that we just quoted of the Chazanish and the Briska Rav.